USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Democrats are poised to lose another House seat to Republicans. With the recount in Iowa, 2nd District scheduled to resume Monday, the latest figures show Republican Marionette Miller Meeks with a 50-vote lead. The vote totals in the 24-county district showed the conservative Miller Meeks, state senator, physician, and U.S. Army Reserve colonel, defeating liberal Democrat and 2018 Lieutenant Governor nominee Rita Hart by 50 votes out of more than 392,000 cast. The recount must be completed by November 30th to certify Iowa results. On Thursday, a 40-year-old woman was intentionally slammed onto the subway tracks in Manhattan's Union Square station as a train pulled in. From subway attack shootings, violent crime is surging in New York City, a reversal after years of record declines. Hours earlier, a man was shoved onto the tracks of the 42nd Street Bryant Park station by a panhandler after refusing to give him money. That suspect was arrested. USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you've heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You've heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
Israel says its military struck Hamas targets in Gaza in response to a rocket attack. The Israel Defense Forces on Sunday said the Israeli Air Force struck two rocket ammunition manufacturing sites, a military compound, and underground infrastructures. A rocket was fired at Israel from the Gaza Strip on Saturday evening, according to the Army. The Army statement gave no further details, but emergency services said they had no notifications of anyone wounded, and Israeli media said that the projectile fell on open ground. Large crowds of protesters gathered outside the Georgia State Capitol Saturday as part of a nationwide Stop the Steal protest. Georgia on Friday certified their results in the state. With many counties in Georgia forgetting to add ballots to the count, its validity is in question. The count dropped a 12,000-vote lead out of 5 million votes cast. Governor Brian Kemp said now, with the certification done, the law allows President Trump's legal team to officially call for a recount. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
All eyes are on the Georgia Senate runoff elections the first week of 2021. USA Radio News' Tim Berg has the details.
Vice President Mike Pence is throwing his support behind Republican senators in Georgia. Pence making a stop in the Peach State on Friday and called for their reelection to ensure a Republican majority in the Senate. Incumbents David Perdue and Kelly Loeffler are currently in runoff races against Democrats Raphael Warnock and John Ossoff. Regarding those races in Georgia, Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton says,
If Chuck Schumer gets his way, if he gets the Senate majority, as we heard on the streets of New York just a couple weekends ago from him, that he plans to change America. I can tell you, having been in Georgia yesterday, that people there don't intend to let Chuck Schumer, quote unquote, take Georgia or to change America, because his kind of change means packing the court, raising your taxes, making Washington, D.C. a state, taking away your health insurance on the job, taking away your gun, giving amnesty to illegal immigrants.
Senator, I know
that's
how
not what the people of Georgia want, and that's
right.
Not what they're going to allow.
That audio, courtesy of Fox News, from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
A gobbler's knob tradition falls to COVID-19.
Punxsutawney Phil will have a much smaller audience in person when he makes his 2021 Groundhog Day prediction. The Punxsutawney Groundhog Club announced that there won't be any in-person attendees for next year's festivities at Gobbler's Knob, but that Phil's winter prediction will be broadcast live and streamed online. More than 20,000 people descended on the small Pennsylvania town this past February. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pryde.